Bias for Life, Shir 103, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Parshas Bayit. Shalom Bayis is different than every other area in Avodas Hashem. Because generally we look at the previous generations, and we see the way they did mitzvahs, the way they learned Torah, the way they davened, even though we're not on their level, but we try to emulate them in a certain sense on our level. When it comes to Shalom Bayis, it is totally different. Shalom Bayis, of course we look towards the previous generations, but in a certain sense, the Shalom Bayis of today is dramatically different than the Shalom Bayis of even 30, 40, 50 years ago. Because people are much more sensitive, people have much more needs, and therefore to fulfill your spouse's needs is much more detailed than it was in previous generations. And there is a dramatic difference when you think about it. But there's a very important lesson in what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. The reason why we are here on this world is to perfect our character. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. If we were here to learn Torah, it's much easier to learn Torah in Shemayim. If we were here to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's much easier to do it in Shemayim. The reason why we are here is to take a human being that has flaws and perfect him and make him roi to be a servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more you perfect your character, the more you work on your midas, the closer you are getting to the reason of why you are here. And one of the most powerful areas that we should be working on it is in the area of Shalom Bayis. You are living with your spouse a whole day. And sometimes it gets challenging to respond to situations properly. Not to get upset, not to lose your anger, not to get frustrated. It can get difficult. But this is probably one of the most powerful situations that the Ribbono Shel Olam will put you in that gives you the opportunity to perfect your character. Especially if your spouse is very different than you, which occurs in many instances. The purpose of your bias is to perfect your character. How you are going to respond, what you are going to say. And therefore, if in today's generation, we have to put more emphasis in certain areas on Shalom Bayis than they used to have to, because since people are more sensitive, we have to put more effort into communication and in other areas, it demonstrates that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to perfect ourselves more. The more work that we have to put into the Shalom Bayis, the more it is a sign that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us an opportunity to grow and perfect ourselves. And that's how we should view every challenge in Shalom Bayis. It's an opportunity for us. How we respond will help us perfect ourselves. And every time we respond properly, we are fulfilling the purpose of why we were created.